Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient. J-A-C-U. That's J-A-C-Q-U-A, first name Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y. I'm sorry, Reddy is the last name. Address is 1593 Rosewood, R-O-S-E-W-O-D, Way, Colusa, California, 95932. Phone 530-701-8788. ID is XXXXX4320. Date of birth is 9/5/1946. As a 70-year-old woman, insurance is United Healthcare / Medicare. Pharmacy is Sam's Club. Her primary care physician is Dr. Burt. And that would be at primary care, Yuba City Family Health Center. THARP Road, Yuba City, California, 95993-9159. Phone is 530-844-5655. The clinical diagnosis is 1, aortic stenosis, lumbar spine surgery, vascular dementia, the next diagnosis is diabetes. on the diagnosis is vascular dementia without behavioral disturbance. Psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety. New paragraph, continued medication, duloxetine and mirtazapine. Pending studies, MRI of the brain without contrast, MRI lumbar spine with and without contrast. Current medications post-discharge, list these vertically. Aspirin 81 milligrams, delayed release. Nasal spray 3 times a day. Duloxetine 20 milligrams, delayed release capsule. Metformin 500 milligrams, oral tablet, 1 BID. One touch Vario, V-E-R-I-O, glucose machine. One touch Vario lancets. One touch Vario test strips. Remeron, 15 milligrams oral tablet, HS. Simvastatin, 20 milligram oral tablet. True Metrics glucose test strips, vitamin D3, D as in dog, D3, 1,000 unit oral tablets, BID, Zyzal, XYZAL, oral maintenance. One Q evening. New paragraph, clinical diagnoses. Let's see, vertically, depression, aortic stenosis, arthritis of the left hip, obesity, body mass index greater than 30. Fracture of the radial neck, left closed. Diabetes. osteoporosis of the forearm, fall at home, flexure of the coronoid process of the left ulna, fracture of the distal end of the left humerus, history of deep venous thrombosis, history of herpes virus infection, history of lumbosacral spine surgery, abnormal mammogram, mitral regurgitation, fracture of the radial neck, left open, primary osteoarthritis of the hip, screening mammogram encounter, pregnancy resolved, 5/3/1969/13170 and 1770/10870, shoulder pain, vascular dementia, new paragraph surgical history, total hip replacement 12/02/2019, lumbar revision 3/1/2019, lumbar surgery 1/1/2019, colonoscopy 11/25/2014, total knee arthroplasty 2002. TAHBSO 1/1/1986, appendix 1956. Thank you. In paragraph, medical allergies, morphine-hallucinations, additional diagnosis, mitral regurgitation. Paragraph. Diagnostic findings. First paragraph. Mini mental status examination, in parenthesis, capitals MMSE, in parenthesis. This is vertically. Orientation 5/5. -5/5. Registration 3/3. Attention and calculation. Four slash four, recall. I'm sorry, orientation and attention should be 5/4. Recall 3/2. Language 2/2. Repetition 1/1. Three stage commands 3/3. Reading 1/1. Writing 1/1. Copying. One slash one. Total score. /26, new paragraph. Dementia screening interview, parenthesis 4/26-24. Total score 7/8. New paragraph, NIH quality of life questionnaire. First paragraph, cognitive function. Word finding, one slash five, tracking, 2/5. Recollection of new information, 3/5. recollection of personage, 2/5. Reactivity to speech, 3/5. Thought formation, 3/5. Sluggish thinking, 2/5. Paying attention, 3/5. Trouble with concentration, 3/5. Task initiation, 4/5. Decision making, 4/5. Task planning, 3/5. Simple mistakes, 3/5. Word recollection, 1/5. Reading recollection, 5/5. Distraction, 3/5. Itemization, 4/5. Recollection of function, 2/5. Novel recollection, 3/5. Behavioral recollection, 1/5. Name recognition, 2/5. Clarity of thinking, 4/5. Mental reactivity, 3/5. Thought formation, 4/5. Mental focus, 5/5. Reduced concentration, 3/5. Task initiation, 4/5. Decision making, 4/5. Step planning, 4/5. Next paragraph, sleep disturbance. Daytime sleepiness, 3/5. Sleep initiation, 2/5. Arousal with pain, 1/5. Persistence of insomnia, 1/5. Nocturnal tension, 1/5. Next paragraph, fatigue. Too tired to leave the house, 1/5. Too tired to do planned activities, 1/5. Feeling tired, 2/5. limited social activity because of tiredness, 2/5. Required help assistance because of fatigue, 2/5. Need for daytime sleeping, 2/5. Task initiation, 1/5. Trouble with completing tasks, 1/5. Frequency of fatigue, 4/5. Suppression of appetite, 1/5. Diffuse weakness, 1/5. Task interference with fatigue, 2/5. Limitation of social activity because of fatigue, 1/5. Severe weakness to do activity, 2/5. New paragraph, affect and well-being. Reduce sense of well-being, 3/5. Inability to enjoy life, 3/5. Inability to be relaxed and at ease, 3/5. Unable to feel stable, 4/5. Decreased sense of lovability, 4/5. Reduced confidence, 4/5. Reduced peacefulness, 4/5. Reduced full living, 4/5. Reduced thought control, 3/5. Next paragraph, anxiety. Feeling uneasy, 3/5. Feeling nervous, 3/5. Worrisome, 4/5. Overwhelming worriness, 3/5. Increased tension, 3/5. Inability to calm down, 2/5. Sudden feelings of panic, 3/5. Increased anxiety with disruption, 4/5. Anxiety about the future, 4/5. Feelings of anxiety, 3/5. Anxiety about general health, 4/5. Increased anxiety, startledness, 3/5. Fidgety, 4/5. Feeling worried, 3/5. Sudden feelings of scariness, 2/5. Worrying about dying, 3/5. Feeling shy, 2-5. Difficulty sleeping, 3/5. Trouble relaxing, 3/5. New paragraph, depression. Feeling depressed, 3/5. Feeling hopeless, 2/5. Feeling that nothing could cheer her up, 3/5. Feeling that her life was empty, 1/5. Feeling worthless, 2/5. Feeling unhappy, 2/5. Feeling that nothing was interesting, 2/5. Feeling helpless, 1/5. Feeling that she wanted to give up on everything, 1/5. Feeling that she had nothing to look forward to, 1/5. Withdrawn from other people, 2/5. Feeling that everything she did was an effort, 4/5. Self-critical, 4/5. Feeling sad, 2/5. Lonely feeling, 1/5. Feeling discouraged about the future, 2/5. Feelings of being overwhelmed, 2/5. Feeling unloved, 1/5. Feeling pessimistic, 3/5. Feeling emotionally exhausted, 3/5. Feeling that she needed help for her depression, 2/5. Feeling trouble enjoying the things that she used to enjoy, 3/5. Emotional and behavioral control, that's the next heading. Trouble controlling her temper sometimes, that is 3/5. Hard to control her behavior, 2/5. Said or did things without thinking, 3/5. Impatience with other people, 3/5. Irritability around other people, 3/5. Bothered by little things, 3/5. Easily upset, 3/5. Conflict with others, 2/5. Impulsive feelings, 2/5. Verbalization problems, 3/5. Inappropriate feelings, 2/5. Anger feelings, 3/5. Sudden emotionality, 2/5. Feelings of Restlessness, 2/5. Hard to Adjust to Unexpected Changes, 2/5. Hard Time Accepting Criticism, 3/5. Stubborn with Others, 3/5. Threaten Violence Towards People or Property, 2/5. Next paragraph, ability to participate in social roles and activities. Social commitments, 4/5. Participate in leisure activities, 4/5. Completion of Participation with Friends, 4/5. Completion of Activities, 4/5. Reduced Accomplishment, 3/5. Completion Capacity, 3/5. Reduced Participation in Activities, 3/5. External Participation, 3/5. Reduce Social Activities, 2/5. Trouble with Chores, 3/5. Reduced Work Capacity, 3/5. Work Limitation, 3/5. Disappointment in Leisure Activities, 3/5. reduced daily routine 3/5. Reduced capacity to work 2/5. Disappointment and completion of activities 2/5. Reduced capacity to take care of personal responsibilities 2/5. Disappointment in completing self-work 2/5. General reduction in feelings of capacity to accomplish tasks, 2/3/5. Upper extremity capacity preserved. Lower extremity capacity reduced. With functional weakness. Arising from the floor. Raising from a chair. Walking to maintain balance. Walking in a dark room. Two paragraph stigma. Feelings of being left out of things. Being embarrassed about her illness. Physical limitations. Social situations. Feeling different than others. Speech embarrassment. Blaming self for problems. Thank you. new paragraph. A summary. Jocula Rodi presents with findings of degenerative lumbar disease. With a seroma at L4-L5, neurofibrillary. And thickening of the facet arthropathy at L1-L2, post-surgical changes L2-L3, instrumental changes, inner body and posterior lateral fusion, enhancement of the right lateral recess near the right L4 nerve root at L3-L4, chest granulation tissue, post-surgical changes L4-L5, with facet arthropathy contributing to mild bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. End plate spurring, facet arthropathy contributing to suspected mild to moderate neuroforaminal narrowing without spinal stenosis L5-S1. Moderate spinal canal stenosis, T12 to L1. Mild canal stenosis, L1-L2. Multi-level neuroforaminal stenosis with foraminal stenosis, T12-L1. Enhancement of the lateral recess L3-L4 through L5-S1 related to granulation tissue. Brain amyloid PET CT imaging. /7/31/2024. Overall negative amyloid brain scan. CT imaging shows changes of cerebral atrophy with multiple small vessel changes in the paraventricular and subcortical white matter. And the region of the pons. Paragraph. Her diagnostic evaluation shows spinal degenerative disease in some ways related to previous spinal surgery. New paragraph. Cognitive evaluation shows evidence for mild cognitive decline related to ischemic microvascular disease, however, without serious findings of amyloid degeneration on PET CT imaging. Recommendations: symptomatic treatment for spinal pain and ataxia. Number two, orthopedic spinal surgery, reevaluation and recommendations for degenerative lumbar disease. New paragraph, referral to UC Davis. Spine Surgery Center for second opinion and recommendations for surgical intervention.